grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to be doing this in a minute, but I want you to listen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way. Still, you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. And please be near me to the end. Did you notice our Bible readings in that today? How close was I?
Right on.
Right on. Well, sometimes I get lucky. You know, I've talked to you so much about what music means. But it speaks to us, doesn't it? I mean, we can see so many things in music that it speaks to us. It guides our hearts. It gives us hope. It makes us feel better. Remember, Luther said this, and I love this. Music is the only one of man's endeavors that has the power to keep the devil at bay. But it's not us. It's the music, isn't it? But why? Why does music have that power? Because it's the Word of God in another form. It's not just the Bible that has our hearts in it. So 2 Timothy is going to be our focus today. Why 2 Timothy? It's instructions to the pastor on how to approach his job in the church. But yet, is it just to the pastor? It's to all of us, because we're all priests in the priesthood of all believers. Well, I started looking at 2 Timothy, and I thought, well, let's just bring it to a head. Chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. Guard the deposit entrusted to you. That's the focus of what the first chapter is. Guard the deposit that's entrusted to you. So when the Word of God, when our religion is entrusted to us, we keep our heart in it so it doesn't change, right? Be a soldier of Jesus Christ, chapter 2. Why be a soldier of Jesus Christ? What does a soldier do? Fight. Okay. So he fights for Jesus Christ. But he's also a worker approved by God. Why approved and not appointed? Good question, isn't it? Okay. You're not appointed by God. You're approved by God.
No, it could be, the way I say it, he's approved. He came to God. He appointed God. He went to heaven.
Exactly. So he said, God, how can I help? Good way of putting it. Thank you. Well, you've known me for a little over 2 years now, right? Is the Word of God important to me? Okay. Do I teach it that way?
Yes.
Yes. You ever been to the Bible study? We really go into that. Last week, the Bible study, I was just too sick. Pastor Tony sat in for me, and I thought it was great. He did the book of Titus out of the New Testament. How many of you have ever studied Titus before? Let's all raise our hands at once. One, two. Not a lot of us, have we? Well,
everybody at the Bible study. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Okay, your Bible study, you can do it. All right. Chapter 1, qualifications for elders in the church. Leaders in the church. Aren't we all leaders in the church? Stop and think about that. Sure, we should be. Okay. Chapter 2, teach sound doctrine. Don't let heresy come in. Well, I feel this. I don't know how many times. Well, I don't care what it says. I think it should be this. That's when my head, forehead gets flat. But haven't you heard people say that? Well, I like this, but I don't like that. Okay. The fancy word is quia. Quia means we take the word of God as it is. But there's also called quatinus. Quatinus means, well, but. Where in the Bible do we say, well, but I don't like this part, so I'm not going to do it? See what I'm getting at? That's what quatinus is. You came out of the ELCA, you know what quatinus is. Because they have a quatinus subscription to Scripture. That's what it's called.
In what language is
it? No, it's Latin. Quia and quatinus are there. You got it. When we have 26 books in the New Testament, we have three that specifically work for the pastor, and there's another five that have instructions on what we're supposed to do. That's 8 out of 26. That's a third of the Bible. So, is it important to the Word of God that we all do this? And I think so, too. I think so, too. 2 Timothy. The most important thing in 2 Timothy is the pastor is called a didaskalos. Well, there's a fancy word, a didaskalos in Greek. It means a teacher. Do I teach? Do I teach all the time?
Yeah.
You know, preaching is not something to tell somebody what to do. It's teaching them what's in the Bible. Isn't that important? You're all big boys and girls. I don't need to tell you. I need to go out and do this. Okay, that's your mom and dad doing this to you, right? You know, it's got to come from here. And it's coming from here to without. Approach. Approve. Jeff, you were right on. Thank you for doing that, because I got a couple other questions this morning I'm going to ask. Say, if you're paying attention today. At least, you know, I used to judge my sermons by the number of people who fell asleep. If I didn't have a lot of them, it was okay. At least most of you haven't fallen asleep in a long time. But when we know the Word of God, it works in our hearts. It is through the Word of God that the Holy Spirit can work. Right? Isn't that where grace and faith come from? Faith is a gift from the Holy Spirit. So it's the Word of God that kindles that faith in us. Is that a big responsibility for all of us? Yeah, it is. It is. If you've come to the Bible study, you've heard Pastor Tony and myself, we tear the Word of God apart, don't we? Do we agree all the time? No. Is that okay? Sure it is. The fancy word pastors use is that we unpack the Word of God. Does that mean that when we do that, we have the final meaning to Scripture? We know everything that's in it.
Tain't so.
The more you study, the more you realize, I just don't know. Okay? I was preparing a sermon, 5 years ago? I got in the commentaries, looked at 8 commentaries. 8 commentaries all had something different for the meaning of that Scripture. Well, there's 8 years worth of sermons on it. You with me? We don't have an answer, but the more we study, the more we start to unpack the Word of God for ourselves. Well, how do you understand this? Okay, Word of God is a dipped waffle ice cream cone. You know, just stop thinking. You get that nice waffle cone, you get the ice cream, you put it in the stuff, and you got a dipped ice cream cone. There's the Word of God. So what's the first thing you do with the Word of God? You start eating it, right? Okay, start taking it inside. I don't like sprinkles. Yeah, that and butterscotch. I really like butterscotch. But anyway, so you get there and you eat that stuff off the outside of it, right? Okay, making sure that the ice cream doesn't melt and start going all over your hand, right? So you're working at it real hard all the time. So that's your first reading. You take the ribbon off of the present. That's your first reading. All right. Now, the second reading, that's when we actually get into the ice cream. Oh, boy. Boy, I'm starting to get this. Okay. Now, you start getting into it. You start understanding a little bit. You know what you find? There's a chocolate-covered praline in the middle of that you didn't know about. ooh, this is pretty good, isn't it? The more you get in the Word of God, the more you find those chocolate-covered pralines. Or the more you find those sprinkles. You with me? Okay? And the thing is, if you've never read the Bible before, and you really haven't studied it, there's so much you can learn. One of the things is we've been studying the Old Testament in our Bible study. Is it relevant for today? Oh man, is it relevant for today? Especially when you take a look at Esther and what she did with the king of Persia, Xerxes. I mean, you look at her power, her struggles behind the throne, the politics she did. Sounds like she's in Washington right now. Okay? I mean, when you look at the circus that's going on there, it's not new. All I know is eating an ice cream cone sounds like a real sugar rush, doesn't it? So we got to watch it so we don't get a lot of diabetes. Ooh. But it sure sounds good. But isn't that the beauty of Scripture? It's the meat and potatoes followed by the dessert. And the dessert is the blessing of God in our lives. The feast of living in the Word of God as Christians in today's world, there is the dessert. I began with, thy lamp is a light unto my feet. May this word of God lead you in the light of salvation, burned for us on the cross of redemption. And the people of God respond with, amen. Amen. To God be the glory.